I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In case you missed it, last week, Trevor Lawrence told Sports Illustrated. Now, I didn't hear your reaction to this, Choppy, but I already know. This may come as a big surprise to people, but, you know, RJ... He prides himself on life perspective, you know. You don't have to be totally married to your job. You can enjoy other things. You can kind of balance out, you know, how much you care or what you're going to allow yourself to be bothered by. So I'm guessing you are a humongous defender of Trevor Lawrence and his initial comments to SI, where he said, "It's not like I need football for my life to be okay. I want to do it because I want to be the best I can be. I want to maximize my potential. Who wouldn't want to? You kind of waste it if you don't. It's hard to explain that because I want people to know that I'm passionate about what I do and it's really important to me, but I don't have this huge chip on my shoulder that everyone's out to get me and I'm trying to prove everyone wrong. I just don't have that. I can't manufacture it. I don't want to." Then Trevor Lawrence, with a series of tweets on Saturday, tried to calm this down a little bit, saying, "Look, I'm internally motivated. I love football as much or more than anyone. It's a huge priority in my life. I've driven to be the best and maximize my potential and to win. I don't need football to make me feel worthy as a person," but said he truly loves everything that comes with the game. So a little clarification and follow-up there for Trevor Lawrence after what happened last week.
Look, I mean, everyone has different perspectives that they want to go through, and it doesn't mean that just because you could be so dedicated that you do nothing but your craft and still stink at it.
Sure.
Right? And this is
you
this
need
is a,
talent.
Yeah, this is a talent business. And some guys only need to study for 3 hours for a test. And some guys need nine. Like my older son, he could study for 6 hours for the same test. My younger son would study for 5 minutes. And my younger son won't get a single question wrong. And it doesn't mean that he's trying less. That's just how it is, you know. And for Trevor Lawrence, you know, if he has other things, and we've always said this about like athletes, the moment when Pete Sampras got married, the moment he got married, oh my God, the stories. This is his career's over. His priorities are going to change. That was 30 years ago, and they were talking about this. The moment he had got gay, was it Bridget Wilson? The moment he got married, his career's over, you know. And people's priorities do change. And Trevor Lawrence is already getting married. He already got married. He got married on Masters weekend. So his priorities are maybe different than somebody who's 22 years old, who is unmarried, who has no family, has no desire to do anything but focus on their craft. And it doesn't mean that he wants to win any less. You know, and I just never understood the fans' aspect that, well, if his number one thing in life is not this, then he's not going to succeed. Well, that may not be true.
Well, not that he's not going to succeed, but like,
reach his potential.
Would this change your mind at all if you were Jacksonville? How close would, now we know that's not going to happen, but how close would the other quarterback have to be on your grading scale for this to factor in? If I'm interviewing two people and I'm split and one tells me, you know, I want this job, I don't need this job. And the other person is telling me I will lose sleep and ignore my family to do this job, I'm going to choose that person. I'm going to choose the person who's going to ignore their family. If it's close. Oh, yeah. Not even a doubt.
I would choose the well-adjusted person. Because the well-adjusted person is not going to have a stress-related burnout. And the well-adjusted person is not going to leave my company for something better because they're not interested in their own well-being as much. They're not interested in their own career as much. I'm in the long term. So, see, that's beautiful. I love this. That's perfect. Yeah, I had a guy I used to work with who said, I'm not going to say his name. But his initials are Mark Freeman.
Could he say his name?
I would just give his initials out there. He has said if he was ever the program director, he would never hire somebody who was married with kids.
Okay. I get that.
And we just discussed this off air, and I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I am, but I don't care. I haven't talked to him in like 10 years, but I still like him. He's still a friend. If he still called me, I would say hi. I would take him to lunch. I would have him pay. But no, but like, you know, and that was just, and I was like, huh, that's interesting. Because I was like checking my own notes, and I was like, huh, I'm married and I have children, so he would not hire me. So, but yeah, it's you know, I think you're well, gonna, there's, and as the fan text, you're probably going to get a 50-50 either way, whether or not you hire the well-adjusted person or the person who's just all in. You're probably going to get a 50-50 on whether or not they fit within your company.
Yeah. You know, there's a thought that, you know, the wife and the kid and the family stuff can just be a distraction. For our job, you know, it can help because never before I got to Dallas-Fort Worth in radio, we're supposed to talk about our personal lives so much. Yeah. And all, you know, non-sports topics. So, like, I had a boss one time tell me, this guy's a good fit because they are married and they have kids. Because there's going to be a ton of people who can relate. Are you likable and are you relatable? And I wasn't sitting here married with no kids, the last one on the show, so I couldn't relate and bring up these topics of y'all's Little League tournaments or teething or changing diapers and all this other crap that I made a mistake that I did in my life. That's where we are with it. But there's but Trevor Lawrence is so head and shoulders above everyone else that this wasn't going to impact. But I don't know if you're Urban Meyer, if you loved hearing the initial comments, it's not gonna stop me from drafting him. But if I have the choice between two. I'm going to go with the more obsessed, crazy one. But, yeah, there's a higher chance of burnout as well, no doubt.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Test. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Well, I can't talk. 877-881.
Married, kids, and be able to read. That's what I would hire.
One person coming in, I think this is an interesting point. I would hire a married person because it shows that at least one person could stand you.
Okay.
Fair point. Fair point. At least one person could tolerate this mofo. So that's an interesting point. But you know, there's no right or wrong answer. And there are people who think that Justin Fields is the better player than Trevor Lawrence. Anyway, there are some out there.
Well, people turn this into a race issue, saying, "Oh, what if Justin Fields said this? What if it was the black quarterback who said, I have other things going on in my life. I have other priorities. You know, I don't live and die with the sport." Instead of the golden child, Trevor Lawrence, what would be the reaction if Justin Fields said that? So it's an interesting question. Michael Lombardi is going on a full rampage when it comes to the number three pick. Now, right now, as it stands this morning, Broadus and Jeff are looking like they could be geniuses. When San Fran traded up, they put themselves on the record and said, this is not for Mac Jones. This is not for Snack Jones at number three. There's just no way. And then you had Adam Schefter, and you had Michael Lombardi, and you had everyone say, it's for Mac Jones. It's the fit. That's who they're taking. Lombardi was on a podcast giving a guarantee. He seems to have been told, or he absolutely knows, something that will or won't happen with San Fran at three.
Justin Fields is not going to go number three. That's what I've heard. Now, if you want to believe that or not, I love the people on Twitter that say that they're like weathermen. Like, seriously, like, where are you getting your information? Like, you got better sources than me? Good luck. Good luck. I'm just telling you, if it's not Mac Jones, it's Trey Lance.
All right. Now, I got this text at 5:11 this morning from the football glory hole because they don't sleep. There is no longer a favorite to be picked at number three. It is all either even money or plus. Justin Fields is even money. Jones and Lance are plus 175. So you bet 100, you win 175. You don't have to lay cash on any of those guys anymore. Like, that's how much they don't know. And Vegas just flat out don't know. That didn't make sense grammatically, but I don't care.
And Jeff and Broadus immediately said it. I'm not believing Mac Jones there at number three. So Lombardi's saying it's definitely not going to be Fields at three. It'll be Trey Lance or it will be Mac. So he said that on Sirius XM. So that's where we are right now at the top of the draft. And there's rumors. He was also thinking that Atlanta could take Kyle Pitts at four. That the head coach, Arthur Smith, is in love with Matt Ryan. Why is he in love with a guy who's almost 40? Because Arthur Smith doesn't want to wait on winning. This is the tug of war that takes place with head coaches and GMs when it comes to these decisions. Like, the Falcons need a plan, a next QB plan. They need a Matt Ryan replacement. Well, how much are their new GM and head coach going to say, hey, do we really want to go away from a guy who could be a Hall of Famer? He can still get us 9 or 10 wins a season, and that'll make us look good and buy us more time. So that's apparently what's happening with Atlanta right now at number four.
Yeah, and I think part of this is, what is the age that you start to look at other quarterbacks with? Like, what is that number?
Yeah.
Is it 34? Is it 36? Is it 38? You know, like, Tom Brady's 43. So 36 is what I think Matt Ryan's 36. That's not ancient, but it's not young. Like, you have to have the discussion. If you think he's washed, if you think he's got nothing left, and I think there's a chance he's got nothing left, then you're going to want to get somebody new. But if you're, and maybe for him, maybe he wants to go somewhere else and have a shot at winning. He's only got a couple years left. He ain't got a rebuild in him. So you're not going to pick number four very often. And when you do, when you have a chance, you better take advantage of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.